It's the last day of Tuesday. And, you know, it started out a little sluggish. Here we go again. You know, another two-a-day. It's hot. And we had to kind of remind them what kind of attitude we needed. And we had a great second half of practice. Tempo was good. It was competitive. We got a little better. And, you know, it's like I told the team. Right now, we got a lot of sheep that need somebody to point them in the right direction. And we need some more sheep dogs, you know, who are moving people in the right direction. And the more sheep dogs we have, then the less the coaches got to do.
Do you have any of those sheepdogs showing up for you pretty good out there right now?
I think they're there. It's just a matter of bringing it out. You know, I think we have a lot of guys that have great leadership qualities, and it's just a matter of them taking responsibility for the team's actions. And I think that's the challenge, you know. I think what's happened now is those guys who are leaders are in that mode of, well, I'm doing a good job. And, you know, I told the team 2 weeks ago or a week ago, I don't believe in leading by example. I just don't believe that. I think that's a cop-out. Because if it's important to you, you'll not only lead by example, but then you'll have an effect on another guy who's not getting the job done. That's what a leader is. Michael Jordan did more than lead by example. If they weren't getting it done, he was getting them going. And that's what great leaders do. So when lead by example, baloney. That's a cop-out. You know, that's, I got my man. He ain't doing his job. I can't help that. If it's important to you, you won't just lead by example.
As you wrapped up 2 days here, I mean, what was the focus? Are you gearing up for Central Arkansas at all?
Not yet. We're going to do, you know, we got one more good day of work here, and then we're going to do a mock game tomorrow, which we've had three scrimmages, Scott. Tomorrow will be kind of a polish situation mock game. It, you know, if there's such a thing as a dress rehearsal, like in a play, that's what we're doing. We won't go to the ground. You know, we'll work our pregame. And then on Friday, we'll work, starting Thursday, Friday, we'll get into Central Arkansas, and then we're going to give them Saturday, Sunday off. Let them clear their mind, recover, and get ready to go for the season.
This point, I mean, you're a week and a half out. Any big areas of concern?
Yes, absolutely. Concerned about wide receiver, big time. You know, Josh Wheeler has been out, and we're trying to get him back. Shane Womack has been out. He's banged up. Brian Jackson hadn't really picked up where he left off in the spring. And we're struggling at that position right now. I'm always concerned about our quarterback play, although I'm pleased with how they've all progressed. I'm particularly concerned about our depth. At all positions. You know, we are a thin football team. You know, and that's where signing a bunch of freshmen every year is going to help.
Unfortunately, it takes time.
Right. So we got a number of freshmen, you know, who are going to probably contribute in some way. And they're, you know, they just have to. We got no choice.
that you feel real good about, or you're surprised? You feel surprisingly good about it this morning? Or you set yourself up for that?
I think I've been pleased with how, you know, the defense has progressed. You know, that was obviously the biggest concern coming into the year based on, you know, last year. But that's been expected. But again, we won't really know until we play. You know, up front, we were strong up front, and then Accardo goes down. You know, and it's amazing. You know, you talk about depth, what one guy can do to a unit. And so we've spent a lot of time figuring out now who's our five. Bill Jones is probably our next guy, but what are we playing? Do we play him at tackle? Do we play him at guard? And how does that fit with Ryan Considine? You know, so it affects the chemistry, and certainly when you're thin at any area, one guy goes down, and it's a big deal. You can't just go replace him.
So one guy's affecting your entire line.
It just, everything gets disrupted.